Thanks for joining us, everybody. Charlie Brennan, Voice of St. Louis. Every Tuesday at this time, we meet entrepreneurs who are rolling the dice and starting new businesses in our region. We welcome back Jim Ketting, the CEO of PFITTER, a company that helps guide the people who invest our tax dollars. Also with us today, one of his clients, Kurt Prenzler, Madison County, Illinois treasurer, who has picked up on this great new service. So, Kurt, Jim, thanks for joining us today on KMWX in St. Louis. Good to see you guys.
Thank you, Charlie.
Thanks, Charlie.
Hey, Jim, for the benefit of those who may have forgotten since the last time you were here, tell us about your company.
Well, what we do is we try and help treasurers become better public stewards. And how we do that is providing some of the tech tools that they need to get market transparency so they can make better buying decisions. You know, we want to help them buy at the right price, the right time, and make it the right fit for their portfolio.
So, Kurt, are you a client of Jim's right now?
I am. And Charlie, this may be a little scary for some of your listeners, but I'm a tax collector. That's one of the two things that I do. I
read about you in the Bible.
Yes, I send out property tax bills and we collect the money. But the second thing I do is I invest the county's money. And in Madison County, Illinois, we have a portfolio of a little bit north of $140 million. And so that's a lot of money.
How has PFITTER helped you?
Well, one of the key things that I've tried to do is reduce cost in my office. I've reduced the cost of 30%, but this is a great tool for helping me be a good steward of the taxpayers' money. It helps reduce transactional costs, and we all know that interest rates today are very low. So this tool helps me to make sure that we can minimize commissions and other transactional costs so that we can maximize our yield.
Jim Ketting, how many people work for PFITTER?
Right now we have five. Uh-huh. Five people, and we're all working downtown St. Louis.
On 9/11 Washington?
Yep, down in the T-Rex building.
Did you get any support locally, financially or otherwise?
Oh, yeah. We've gotten tremendous support locally. You know, Capital Innovators, 630 was another one. You know, we've even got investors such as UMB Bank has come in.
How many proposals do you send out in a week?
Anywhere from 5 to 9 proposals a week.
Are you profitable yet?
We're very, very close.
Good for you. And you started this company?
We started it in March of 2013 and did a lot of research, had a couple pivots, as they say, in the market where you change things. And now we've hit the home run, I think, with this bond price validation.
So this isn't already out there? This software isn't already available?
Well, we launched this software in August.
Yeah, but someone else isn't already doing this for the treasurers of municipalities and counties across the land?
Well, there's a software out there. It's called Bloomberg, and they're kind of a monopoly in the market, but they're very expensive, and it can be a little bit complicated to use. It's mostly tailored to the brokers and the financial industry, and we're trying to tailor things for treasurers and public stewards of our tax dollars.
So if there are public financial officers and they want something that's less complicated and less expensive,
exactly,
what should they do?
They should call me and call Kurt.
Okay. Get the recommendation from Kurt.
That's right.
He's not part of PFITTER, though. He's just one of your customers. And what's the best way to reach you? Through your website?
Through the website, or they can call 800-921-1992.
Jim Ketting, what do you think about the innovative scene here in St. Louis in 20 seconds or less?
It's amazing. You know, the energy, the growth, the people coming in from around the country, around the globe, actually, to go through some of these startups. It's just really, really a great time to be an entrepreneur in St. Louis.
And by the way, this Jim Ketting, we've had 108 of these entrepreneurs coming through. I think he's the first one to wear a tie. But he's all business.
Jim, I got jeans on, though.
Jim Ketting from PFITTER, you do indeed. Kurt Prenzler from Madison County, thanks for joining us today on KMWX in St. Louis. Now.